Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And thanks for spending some time over the weekend, just investing in your relationship with Jesus. And all this week we have been kind of unpacking a little bit each day from the Lord's Prayer from this last Sunday. The kind of section we were focusing on was where Jesus prayed, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's so much loaded in that. And so today we just want to give us a moment to kind of just pause and reflect on those realities and what it might look like to apply it to our lives. If you remember back with Jesus teaching on the Sermon on the Mount later on in Matthew 6, in teaching about anxiety and worry, if you remember Matthew 6:33, he says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you." And so we see this reality that the kingdom of God is something that we should be pursuing and seeking as believers. And kind of the way I said it on Sunday is that Jesus teaches us to pray for God's kingdom to rule in our hearts and in our world. That there's something about God's kingdom taking up rule in our hearts before it begins to make its way into our world. And I think that's one of the ways that Jesus is teaching us is so often, right, we can pray, my kingdom come, my will be done on earth. I think that the question that I was posing this past weekend was when you and I pray, are we asking God to advance his kingdom or to bless ours? And I think sometimes we come to God in prayer with our aspirations, with our desires, with what we want. And we want God to bless our plans. Now, a lot of times those may be really great and wonderful things and a part of his kingdom. But I think one of the things the Lord's Prayer is teaching us is God, it's not my will, but it's your will to be done. And it shifts how we think about our lives. It shifts how we think about what's happening around us. That no matter what we want, we've got to trust in the sovereignty and the plan of God in our lives, that he is in control, that he's a good father. I mean, that's why we start off our father. He's a good father who loves you and me. And for us to believe and trust that he has our best interest in heart, in his mind, so we can trust him in our hearts with that. And so as we think about just taking some moment to pray here in just a minute, again, just this yearning for God's kingdom to come into our lives, that the kingship of Jesus would be the one ruling and reigning in our lives, that we would want God's will to be done, that we can trust God, that what his will is better than ours, that even when we don't understand, even when we can't quite make sense of it, we can still trust in God, to trust his will and trust his plan for our lives. And so it's just this beautiful reality that we get to experience. And so one of the things I was thinking about from my message on Sunday was this reality of when we begin to treasure God's kingdom, it begins to revoke something in us because the kingdom that you and I long for is the kingdom that we live for. And as followers of Jesus, when we fall more in love with God's rule and reign in our lives, that his, the way he does things is better than us, the way he dates, the way he, the way God would do marriage, the way God would do work, the way God would do finances, the way God would do loving our neighbors. Like if Jesus were living his life in and through you and me, what would that look like? That somehow that kingdom is way better than anything that we can imagine. Then if we long for that kingdom, then you and I will live for that kingdom, that his will start to be done in and through us on earth as it is in heaven, that we get to be little ambassadors, that everywhere we go, we are representatives of the king. In the same way that an ambassador from another country here sets up, everywhere they go, they are representing their country, their king, if you would. And the place where they are is a special place with that rule and reign of that place right there. And so that's us. Everywhere we go, we get to be representatives of our king, bringing the kingdom of God into our home, into our classrooms, into our soccer fields, into the basketball courts, onto into our cars, into our workplaces, and especially into our church. And so as we think about that, may we long for the kingdom of God to rule and reign in us so that it would rule and reign within the world around us. So let's take a moment. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy in our lives. God, as we take a moment here to reflect on maybe areas in our lives where we want our will to be done, that God, you would bless our plans, our wants, our desires. And God, while there's nothing inherently wrong, God, for bringing things before you that are on our hearts, God, we have to come to a place of submission before you, God, submitting that what we want is less than wanting what you want for us. And so, God, when we don't understand your plans, may we trust your will. God, may we want your kingdom to reign and rule in our hearts, that we would long for that, Lord, so that we would live as your ambassadors everywhere we go. Lord, we love you, and God, keep allowing us to trust you so that we could bring heaven here to earth just like Jesus did. We pray these things in your precious name. Amen. Well, why don't you take a moment, and why don't you pray?